The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
All right, here we go with the boys game after Centralia's girls won handily 55-33. Your score, Jared Flubby with you live here in Hiawatha. Well, it was a really good one last year. 50-49 was the final. Centralia winning with a defensive stand at the very end of that game. Trent Talley, 23 points. And Cameron Boswell, 22 points in that one. Brock Reineke also had 13 for the Panthers. And Zachary Kappelman, he had 13 in his senior year in his showdown versus the Panthers. As for this one, Centralia, they are actually 0-2 on the year after a couple of tough losses to Nemaha Central and now Care Paravel. However, they are still number 9 in the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association poll. And that's a big thanks to the likes of Paxton Bowers and Reese Hanking, who have gone off to a fantastic start scoring the ball. Bowers averaging 18 points per game, also 4.5 rebounds and 3 assists. Reese Hanking is averaging 16.5 points per game, also 6.5 rebounds per game. So he's doing a good job on the boards, but believe it or not, he's not even the leading rebounder. How about Duke Timmel off the bench, averaging 9 rebounds per game and 6.5 points, and some of the leading rebounders for the Panthers and some of the key players here tonight. Well, it was a big-time win for Hiawatha against a Troy team that has been defeated by injuries, but they will take it. 62 points for the Redhawks, shooting 41% in the win, and 4 of 19 from beyond the arc. They scored 22 points off of turnovers. They committed 16 themselves, so got to clean it up against Australia, a very fast, quick team that will turn you over themselves. In that win, Caden Morton had 18 points. All of those were in the paint. However, he didn't have his best day rebounding the ball. He had 4 points, but still was able to get the win, shooting 56.3% from the floor. Cameron Boswell had 13 points, 5 boards in the win, shooting 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, and he shot 50% from the floor total on the day as well. And Cooper Jacobson was 1 point and 1 rebound away from a double-double, along with 4 assists, shooting just 25% from the floor. How about Ethan Morton as well? He had a solid performance. He also had 9 points, 5 assists, shooting 43% from the floor. So this is a Hiawatha team that shoots very efficiently. Centralia is hoping for more points from some of the surrounding characters, their supporting cast, if you will, here tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at your starting five. First four visitors, the Centralia Panthers. Number 2, a freshman, Quentin Aldifer. Number 3, a senior, Maverick Becker. Number 10, a senior, Reese Tanking. And number 23, a senior, Paxton Bowers, as well as number 32, a senior, Brett Heideman. So a senior stacked Panther team. As for Hiawatha, starting off with number 3, 6-foot junior, Connor Kettler. Number 11, a 6'2 senior, Cooper Jacobson. Number 12, a 6'1 junior, Cameron Boswell. Number 15, a 5'9 sophomore, Ethan Morton. And number 21, a 6'5 senior, Caden Morton. So Centralia, head coached by Nick Evans. Hiawatha, head coached by Gary Smith. Panthers going with their black-on-blacks as well to match their girls. And as for Hiawatha, they got their white-on-whites with more emphasis on the blue on their jerseys, on the letters and numbers, that is, the Puma logo on the right shoulder. Morton will be tipping off for Hiawatha. And for Centralia, it'll be Reese Tanking, one of the most explosive athletes in the Twin Valley League. There's the tip, and we are underway. It's won by the Redhawks. Again, Caden Morton at 6'5". There's a lot of pass to him. It's deflected, and a foul right off the bat. And that one will go against Reese Hanking. Trellia goes to a zone to try to combat his size. 10 seconds into this one. Kettler, the inbounder. I'll get it in. Jacobson gives it up, hand off. Three ball in the way by Kettler. Off the heel, tips in the air, rebound. Hauled in by Centralia. Now Becker runs into Paxton Bowers. Push up ahead, far side corner. Aldifer, the freshman for the Panthers. Four seniors and a freshman out there. Lob inside, Heidemann goes to work. Double team, kick it out of there. Drive, Bowers. Their leading scorer, underhand pass to Becker. From the free throw line, gets to the near side wing. Long three on the way by Tanking. Goy! Is about 5 feet beyond the arc, and Reese Tanking with that sweet, sweet stroke puts Centralia up 3-0. Ethan Morton controls the ball, gives it to Kettler, far side, now into the corner for Jacobson. It's up to Ethan Morton. Now the first touch of the ball game for Cameron Boswell. He's up far side wing, Morton with it, crossbow pass near side corner for Jacobson. Quick ball work, moving around the perimeter. Short corner pass, near side. Three ball on the way for Cooper Jacobson, and they respond with a three right back. And Hiawatha's going to go to the press. Pass goes through the legs of Ethan Morton, beg your pardon, Caden Morton, but it goes off his foot. And Centralia will get the ball on the inbound once again. 6:40 remaining in this first quarter. It's 3-3. Three ball by Jacobson and one by Tanking, and now another. Oh, no, this is going to say that it was not touched. It's just going to be a turnover against Centralia. So the Hiawatha defense in the press forces a turnover. Chance for the Redhawks to get their first lead in this ballgame. Kettler with it, gives it up. Jacobson off the screen. Top of the key catch for Jacobson. Made up the corner catch. Excuse me. Give it out to Ethan Morton. He'll set up the play. Far side wing, Kettler. Pass fake. Give it into the corner. Jacobson. Head fake. To Ethan Morton. Top of the key. Boswell, good ball movement. Closed out. Three ball on the way for Ethan Morton. That's off and rebounded by Aldefer. Panthers looking for their first win of the regular season. Pass to Tanking. Moving the ball much slower than Hiawatha is. Heidemann coming out to the perimeter to catch this one. And forward. Putting it on the floor. Don't want him to do that too much. And the pass deflected. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Last touch by Aldefer. Substitution will bring Duke Timmel into the game for the first time. And for Heidemann. He had 9 rebounds per game for Duke Timmel. 3-3 still our score. Kettler, pass corner for Jacobson. Out of Morton. I beg your pardon, sorry. It's Morton. Far side corner, Kettler. Trying to pass it right back to him. It's deflected, stolen away by Becker, and he's fouled in the back. First foul of the game against the Redhawks. That one will go against Connor Kettler. 6-foot junior guard for Hiawatha commits the personal with 5:31 to go in the first quarter. Still 3-all. Maverick Becker, what a football season he had. He'll give it up to Aldefer. Far side wing. Bowers gives up to Matt Becker. Trillia more about putting it on the floor, moving it via the dribble. Hiawatha moving it via the pass more now. Tanking hands it back. Simmel with it. His first touch of the day on the offensive side. Bowers looking to drive. He will, far side, as he stops and goes and double clutches and finishes at the rim. Australia back up by 2. Ethan Morton pass far side to Kettler into the corner. Jacobson, one dribble, thought about the long two. Instead gives up high post. Caden Morton kick. Far side 3 for Cooper Jacobson. He knocks down his second of the game. He's got all 6 of Hiawatha's points. Hiawatha up for the first time tonight, being the press via a 4-4 pass up ahead to Tanking near side corner. Bowers has far side for Becker. 4.5 to go, first quarter. Aldefer gets a screen. Tanking goes to his right. Gets back to center, jump stop, head fake, gives up to Timmel. Short corner pass deflected, stolen away. Nice hands by Jacobson. He has a poke free, stolen right back, and Bowers will lay it up and in on the fast break. Back to Bowers, puts Centralia back up by 1-7-6, and the timeout is called with 4:14 to go in the first quarter. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
About halfway through the first quarter, 7-6. Centralia leading at Hiawatha. Got a final score for you. Morehamet Academy girls defeating Oskaloosa 49-31, giving them their first loss of the season. Let's start for the Oskaloosa girls. Back here in this one, in the game for the first time for Hiawatha is Dylan Cheek. Jacobson with it, far side wing. Pass down a nice look for Kate Morton. He's fouled from behind, wishing he finished that one as Kettler found him from the top of the key. And we get two free throws here. That foul goes against Timmel, his first, team's second. Past the halfway point. In this first quarter, first free throw for Morton is no good. Trying to tie this one back up right here with a make, and he can't do it. Rebound by Reese Tanking, had a poke free, but he gets it back. Still 7-6 Centralia. Bowers pass near side wing. The Becker gives it right back to him. Coach Evans calls a play, and an illegal screen against Duke Timmel via second personal foul. He went to the top of the key to screen for Aldifer. And as of right now, Timmel is staying in the ballgame with two personal fouls. With 3:44 to go here in this first. Cheek pass far side, intercepted by Bowers. Going the other way from the left side, laid up and in with his left hand, and one. She got him with the personal. Jackson Bowers now has 6 of the team's 9 points. Panthers up by 3. Ethan Morton checking back into the game for Cheek. And now Duke Timmel will exit, and in for the first time tonight for Centralia is Henry Heidemann. Bowers trying to finish off the three-point play here. And he cannot, but an offensive rebound. Putback is good for Reese Tanking. Bowers has 6 points. Tanking has the other 5. It's 11-6 with 3.5 to go in the first. Bounce pass, far side wing. Connor Keller with it. He left in the corner from Morton. Jacobson, nice low post pass to Morton. Banks it home over Tanking. And Caden Morton's on the board for the first time tonight. Back in the press, off the foot of Caden Morton. This is the second time that's happened. Just sticking it out there. 3:12 to go in the first. Another chance to run the full court. They'll look past the Becker near side corner. Cross court pass far side. Aldifer getting across by Reese Tanking. Fires away a 3 off the dribble. Off the heel, no good. Tipped and a whistle and a foul is going to be called against Cameron Boswell, who has yet to score in this one. And he commits his first personal with 3:04 to go in the first. 11-8. Centralia with the lead. Paxton Bowers, 6 points. Reese Tanking has 5. Cooper Jacobson also has 6 for Hiawatha. Bounce pass. Bowers spins the middle. Spins back to the outside and scoop up and in. 8 first quarter points for Paxton Bowers. Hiawatha trying to stay in this one. Far side wing catch for Ethan Morton. Cross-court pass, Connor Kettler. They'll go back to the far side corner. Closed out 3 on the way. Short by Jacobson. Rebound back to Bowers. He'll bring it up himself. Nice look down low for Becker. Nice head fake. He lays it up and in. Trillia's offense pouring it on with 15 first quarter points with 2.5 still to go. Near side wing catch for Kettler. Ethan Morton's going to try a contested 3, and that's good. Nice response by Ethan Morton. That's his first points of the game. 15-11. That's up ahead, being the press to Matt Becker. Far side, gives it up. 3 ball on the way by Quinn Aldifer. That one too strong, tipped up in the air by Henry Heidemann. And Morton's on the run. Caden Morton has it hooked from behind by Reese Tanking. This hustle play by Reese Tanking, the senior. And Dylan Cheek's going to come back into the game for Connor Kettler. For the Redhawks with 2:01 to go in the first, it's 15-11. High scoring first quarter from both teams. Here's the inbound. I think it's to Ethan Morton. Get up to Cheek into the corner for Jacobson. Looks on. Defended by Henry Heidemann. Lobs it over him. Near side Cheek from the wing. Back to Ethan Morton. Looks to his head coach to get the play call. Into the corner. Closing out on Cooper Jacobson. Head fake by Ethan Morton. Driving kick. Jacobson again trying that 3. Looks at it, drives, shot no good, and rebound for Paxton Bowers. He'll bring it up himself to the far side. Thought he got reached in on. Spins, hesitates, drives, reverse layup is good. Paxton Bowers with 10 now, and it's 17-11 Centralia. What a move. He stopped and then went again, then made the reverse layup. That's the far side. Coming into the game, Bauer's averaging 18 a game. He's got more than half that in this first quarter. Ethan Morton, bounce pass to Cheek. Jab step into the corner, Jacobson. It's 2-3 zone for Centralia. He's working pretty well. But it's more like a box and one, actually, with Becker face guarding Cooper Cameron Boswell. The travel is now called. It's going the other way. Maverick Becker has done an excellent job because Cameron Boswell not only has he been held scoreless, he's only had, I can only think of one, maybe one or two touches in this ballgame. Here's a pass that almost goes awry into the corner on the press. Pass tipped and it's going to be intercepted, and a foul's going to be called against Reese Tanking after the steal by Cooper Jacobson. Reese Tanking picks up his second personal foul. That is huge. Tanking and Timmel, two of their bigs with two personals. And in the game for the first time for Centralia is Tyler Jones. 48 seconds left in the opening period. It's 17-11, Centralia. Cheek's going to try a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Caden Morton. Chance to get the putback. It spins. No good. Loose. And they're going to say that Caden Morton stepped on the line. He took that one away from Tyler Jones, who got the rebound. 37.4 seconds left. Fun first quarter here in this one. Another press from Hiawatha, pass in the middle. Heideman beats it with a pass far side to Becker. Becker hands it off to Jones, to Bowers. Bowers, defended by Boswell, bounce pass, and that's thrown away by Morton. Going the other way, Kate Morton trying to keep it himself, but he loses it. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Boswell, and that's still a pass, but it's tipped and intercepted by Tyler Jones. They don't have numbers. Bring it up, though, is Aldifer from the near side. The drive baseline now, stops and a whistle. Offensive foul, he pushed him off. That's a good call. He used his left hand to gain some extra cushion. And with 13.1 seconds left, Hiawatha has a chance to get the final shot, possibly a chance to get back within one possession of the Panthers. 17-11, our score. 8 seconds, handed off to Boswell. Driving kick. Ethan Morton with 3 seconds. A little floater off the backboard and good at the buzzer. Ethan Morton with 5 first quarter points and it's 17-13. Fun first quarter of action here in Hiawatha. We'll step away for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
17-13 lead for Centralia after one quarter. Taking a look at some other scores across our area. Washington County girls defeat Wakefield 37-35. And that, unfortunately, is all I have for you at the moment. Oh, actually got one more. Valley Heights leading Republic County after three quarters on the girls' side. 54-26. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, in Fairview. Centralia gets the ball to start. Paxton Bowers with 10 first quarter points. And he will be on the far side wing to start things out. Aldifer gets on the near side, though. And now Bowers will get it for the first time. He'll immediately give it up to Becker, far side wing. Into the corner, Reese Tanking with two personal fouls in the ball game. So is Duke Timmel. Near side three for Bowers. That one a little bit short. Rebound Tanking. Far side block and a whistle and a foul on the floor committed by the Redhawks. That one's going to go against Cooper Jacobson. That'll be his first. And team's first as well. Taking one down there. Looking for someone to get open. They'll get it in the corner for Matt Becker. High puff catch Timmel. Puts to the shot immediately. No dribbles. And that's high off the backboard. No good. Rebound hauled in by Cooper Jacobson of Hiawatha. And the other way is Ethan Morton. Made a Nice little runner at the end of the first quarter. He has 5 points on the ball game. Cooper Jacobson, the lead team in scoring with 6, couple of three-pointers. Had both catch Caden Warren, kicks out to his brother. Into the corner near side, Jacobson. 50 seconds gone in the second quarter. Well, kind of slowed up a little bit. Dylan Cheek was out the far side wing. Give it up, far side corner to Jacobson, defended by Duke Timmel. High post catch, Caden Morton back to the corner, far side Jacobson. Timmel in his face. Ethan Morton contested 3 as Bowers closes out. That misses almost everything. Might have clipped the rim, but an offensive rebound by Cooper Jacobson. To bring it to the near side corner. Gives up his dribble, out to Cheek. Fresh possession for the Redhawks. Hit off the Cheek into the corner. Jacobson's going to try another 3. That one's too strong. Didn't look good out of his hand. Rebound Bowers. Out of the pass, Altifer up ahead. In the fast break, left side, swatted out of there by Ethan Morton. Nice defensive play by the sophomore. Australia gets the ball under the basket. Timeout is going to be called. No score here in this second quarter, but 17-13 Centralia. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project, is a true value.
KMZA.
Don't have any points yet in this second quarter, but Centralia has 17 points in the ballgame, and a big thanks to that is because of Paxton Bowers, 10 first quarter points. Hiawatha with 13, 6 for Jacobson, 5 for Ethan Morton, and 2 for Caden Morton. Also 5 points for Reese Tanking and 2 for Maverick Becker. Now we've gotten all of our scoring here today. After the rejection by Ethan Morton out of bounds, Centralia gets the ball back underneath the basket. 6.5 to play in the second quarter. There's the inbound to Altifer, but it's out of bounds. Threw it too far wide of the freshman. And a turnover right out of the break. Hiawatha gets the ball. Chance to cut it to a 1-possession deficit. Kettler looking for Morton. Had it for a second, but instead gives up to Jacobson in the near side corner. Drives baseline, gets around Tanking. He's double-teamed. He'll get out of there with Ethan Morton. That's Jacobson. Near side wing catch for Boswell. One dribble. He's scoreless tonight. Gets it out of there to Kettler. Lob down low far side short corner. Jacobson gets it out of there to the perimeter. Good ball movement by Hiawatha. Nice spin move by Boswell. Driving the lane. Off the glass and good. First shot attempt of the ball game for Cameron Boswell comes 2 minutes into the second quarter. And it goes through. Reese taking quickly, beats the press, then lays it up and in the other way. Centralia didn't get back. They were too far up ahead on the press. Now trying to respond, and a pass is stolen away by Reese Tanking. Ethan Warren threw it right into his hands. A little floater, no good from 12 feet, tipped up in the air underneath the basket. Offensive rebound, Quentin Altifer. Quick action here from Hiawatha. Now we'll slow it down a little bit. And Maverick Becker will call the play. Bowers. Far side wing to Altifer. Pass fake to the corner. One dribble. Cross-court pass near side Bowers. Looking for his first basket of the second quarter. Drives middle. Tough shot. He's fouled. Oh, almost got the roll. But he'll get 2 free throws. Falling to his left. Got hit by Ethan Morton. His first personal. Team foul number 2. What a season Paxton Bowers is having. Coming into this game with 18 points per contest. That first free throw is good. It's his first free throw attempt on a trying to finish an and one. Boswell will get a breather. Second free throw on the way. That one is no good. Rebound to the Redhawks. By the way, Hiawatha has only shot a pair of free throws. Charlie's only had 3 free throw attempts. Now a whistle and a foul on the floor. That one's going to go against Paxton Bowers. That's his first. 20-15 Centralia. 5:06 to go, third quarter. Inbound to Caden Morton. Far side block. Kicks it out to Kettler. Far side corner. Give it right back to Morton. Backs down his defender. Shot is good. Give him the ball. He will make it. Caden Morton now with 4 points. Hiawatha back within three. One possession ball game here in Hiawatha. Bowers with it near side wing. Hiawatha going to his own. Trying to prevent some of the slashing in the paint that got Paxton Bowers so many points in the first quarter. Jenkins comes up to set a screen for Aldifer. Near side wing catch for Bowers. Green for tanking, and the ball losing is Bowers, stolen away. One-on-one, Cheek, and Cheek traveled with it as Matt Becker defended empty defense in transition by the Centralia senior, forcing the turnover, and the Panthers get the ball right back. Brett Heidemann checking in after starting, but only playing a couple minutes. And Cameron Boswell right back in for Cheek. 4:21 to go here in this third quarter. Bowers bringing it up. Head coach Nick Evans calling out the play. Far side wing catch, Aldifer. Becker, top of the key, now near side for Bowers. High post catch. Tanking fires away, a tough fadeaway. Long two, and it goes through. Tough shot for Reese Tanking. Almost a three-pointer. He has nine. Come back the other way. Hiawatha trying to work quickly. Make part of the third quarter, but second quarter. Apologies. Now it's whistle on a foul on the floor against the Panthers once again. That foul goes against Brett Heidemann. That'll be his first. And team foul number two. Free throws coming up here for Cooper Jacobson. First one on the way, and that one is good. Free throw attempts numbers three and four tonight for Hiawatha, so not a whole lot for either team. There's only been three for the Panthers. This, don't let that stat fool you. This has been a very physical game, as that free throw is no good. Well, after going one for two at the free throw line, it's 22-18. Bowers with it, facing this Red Hawks 2-3 zone. Both teams are in a zone. Far side short corner, tanking with the catch. Now top of the key catch for Tyler Jones. Near side three, no good for Paxton Bowers. Breaking away, Ethan Morton trying to drive. Nice pass to Boswell off the last and good from the near side. And Boswell now with 4 points, trying to get him going. Centralia trying to work quickly, but Hiawatha gets back quickly. Corner catch and shot for Reese Tanking for three is no good. Sit up in the air, into the hands of Ethan Morton. Wanting to run once again. From the middle, pass far side, pass way too high. Connor Kettler still somehow almost able to make that catch. Moving high and tipping it with his left hand. Substitution brings Lane Kessler into the game for the first time, checking in for Cooper Jacobson. 2:55 left in the second quarter, 22-20 in favor of Centralia. Heidemann comes off the screen, makes the catch, pass Jones near side. Tanking with it. Now to Bowers, far side wing. Not moving very quickly is Centralia. Slowing down as a result. Centralia's offense has started to slow. Bowers trying to drive into a couple defenders and whistle and reach in is called. And that one's going to go against Caden Morton. That's going to be his first. Nobody on Hiawatha with multiple fouls. Can't say the same for Centralia though. Timmel and Tanking both with two. Making this bounce pass to Jones, far side, but Hiawatha swarms. Jones in trouble, and another foul is called. And they're going to get Kessler with the personal there. That will be the fourth team foul, so double bonus for the remaining 2.5 in this second quarter. Inbound to Bowers. Top of the key catch, taking Leather, long three. That one no good. Offensive rebound, Heidemann, fighting defenders, and he's fouled going up. That is the third foul this possession. And Henry Heidemann, Brett Heidemann, going to the free throw line to shoot two. And that foul goes against Kessler, so Kessler comes in and picks up two quick fouls. First free throw is good. And Brett Heidemann, who started this game, his first point of this ballgame. Second one on the way. That one rims out of there. Rebound by Caden Morton. 2:22 left to go here in the first half. 23-20. Centralia. Caden Morton with a catch. Now Ethan Morton with it. Just to the right of the top of the key. Now from the top of the key, Boswell with a catch. Back to Morton. To Morton in the far side corner. The big fellow with it. Top of the key catch. Ethan Morton wide open three near side. And it is good. He connects. And we are tied. He has eight. And he leads. Hiawatha scores. Mav Becker, far side wing with the catch. 23-23, brand new ball game here in Hiawatha. Tyler Jones to Becker, near side corner. Entry pass, Heineman goes to work against Kessler. That shot blocked by Kessler. And a whistle and a foul going the other way. I believe that was against Heineman. And it will be. That is his second personal foul. Team foul number three with 1:35 to go. Chance for Hiawatha to get our first lead in quite a while. Duke Timmel checking in. So is Ben Haberkamp, his first appearance tonight, in for Reese Tanking and Brett Heideman. Going a little bit smaller is Centralia, smaller than usual, that is. Ethan Morton facing the 2-3 zone. Lob pass to Keller into the corner for Caden Morton. To his brother Ethan, top of the key catch for Boswell. And whistle and a push against Matt Becker, who is face guarding Cameron Boswell. Has done a phenomenal job doing that here tonight. Had a couple of makes here in this quarter. On a couple of defensive breakdowns. Near side wing catch, Kettler. Near side corner, Jacobson. And Wallace's tee's knocked one down, but he has a couple of threes. His first quarter, 7 points on the game. Got about the three with Ethan Morton. Now far side for Kettler. A wide open on the near side from the block. From the far side on the pass. Pass is Cooper Jacobson. Easy layup. Finding a chink in the armor. And Hiawatha with a 25-23 lead with a minute to go in the second quarter. What a pass that was. Driving baseline is Bowers underneath the basket. They've been shutting him down the second quarter. He loses it. And a whistle and a foul and a reach in. Saves Paxton Bowers that time. That one goes against Boswell, and that is his second personal foul. Double bonus. Free throws coming up for Paxton Bowers. No field goals in this second quarter for Bowers, but he does have a free throw make, and now he has two as he connects on that one. Boswell come to the bench. Dylan Cheek back in for the Redhawks. Second one for Bowers is good. He has 13. We are tied 25-25, 45 seconds left in the second quarter. Cheek brings it up. And it's off to Ethan Morton from the Hiawatha logo at midcourt. Defended by Becker. Far side wing catch now in the corner for Cooper Jacobson. He's defended by Tyler Jones. Top of the key catch by Keller. Now near side for Cheek. Pass fake near side. Bounce pass. Nice look for Jacobson. Working the high post. Reach in for Becker. No call. Goes out the perimeter. Pass. Dangerous one. Finds Cheek. He has a lane to drive. Lays it up. Misses it. And a rebound by Duke Timmel. Missed opportunity there for Cheek. 18 seconds left. Chance for Centralia to hold for the final shot. Becker has it. Now with 10. Back to Bowers. Into the corner. Back to Bowers with 5. Bowers. 3 seconds. Crosses it over to the far side, 1 second, fires a tough three, falling away, and no good. And that is how the half comes to a close. Buckle up, folks, we got a tie one. It's 25-25 at the break. Our halftime show is coming up next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nemvch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
In Hiawatha, we are tied 25-25. It has been a fun one so far. Centralia came out to a hot start with 17 first quarter points, thanks to Paxton Bauer scoring 10 first quarter points. He made 5 2-point field goals in that opening frame. But take a look at some of the leading scorers in this one, starting off with the road team, the Centralia Panthers. 13 points for Paxton Bowers as he has 3 free throw makes in that second quarter. He went 3 for 4 in the second quarter from the charity stripe. Also 9 points for Reese Tanking, 5 in the first quarter, 4 in the second. 2 points for Matt Rebecker and 1 free throw from Brett Heidemann. And as for Hiawatha, they also have 4 scorers, with Cooper Jacobson leading the way. He made 2 3-pointers in the first quarter and has a 2-point field goal and a free throw in the second quarter as well. 8 points for Ethan Morton with a pair of 3-pointers as well. And 4 points apiece for Cameron Boswell and Caden Morton. Cameron Boswell was held scoreless in the first quarter, which was a bit of a surprise. That was thanks to the great defense from Maverick Becker. They have been face guarding Cameron Boswell. With Maverick Becker. It's been working well. And we'll see if they continue to keep that up here in the third and fourth quarter. There were a few defensive breakdowns in the end of the second quarter that allowed for some of those baskets to occur. But either way, Centralia doing a fantastic job on defense in the first quarter and, like I said, let up just a little bit there in the second quarter. As for Hiawatha's defense, they started out slow. It was trying to find their identity in the first quarter, and as a result, Paxton Bowers had so many easy open baskets down low, flashing in the paint, open looks around the basket, putbacks as well. In the second quarter, they went to that 2-3 zone. They've been able to shut Paxton Bowers down and forcing them to shoot threes, and they haven't been dropping for Centralia. In fact, they only have 1 3-point make this entire ball game. That was when Reese Tanking made one. That was their first score of the game. That was one that he made from 5 feet from beyond the arc, and it's kind of a low percentage shot, but he's able to make it either way. So as a result, we got a classic here. Centralia and Hiawatha, we had a classic last year. It's 50-49 was the final score in favor of the Panthers. Seeing if the Panthers can do it again here on the road this year. And their two lone recent meetings. We'll step aside once again, and once again our score 25-25 in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. You're listening to your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course, or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories, perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Once again, it is 25-25, our halftime score here in Hiawatha. Taking a look at some of the scores across their area. Boys halftime between Sabetha and Royal Valley. The Blue Jays up pretty big, 37-23 to score there. Christian McAfee, what an athlete he is. 18 points already in the first half. Unreal stats from there. As of right now, see what else we can get for you. Washington County girls won. Their boys team is up 31-19 against Pike Valley as well. And Frankfort is the champions in the Waubunsee tournament. A win in overtime over Waubunsee, 48-44. So congratulations to the Wildcats, making state last year and off to a great start, 3-0. This, or actually 4-0 this year. They won yesterday as well over Manhattan Chiefs. So a couple of big wins. They win the Waubunsee tournament in Waubunsee against Waubunsee, 48-44 in overtime. So fantastic performance from the Wildcats. I think that's all the scores that I have for you at the moment. Trying to see if we can get some more here. Nemaha Central leading Fulton. Boys at the half, 23-13. About the Thunder, they got off to a rough start last year. They made the sub-state championship. They finished the season below 500, but still made a nice deep run in sub-state. Also have Jonathan West girls. They blow out to ACCHS in Class 3A, 45-15. Jonathan West making a statement. Also, Jefferson County North, they defeat Horton 53-16 on the girls' side. That one is on KNZA. And after this one is over, we'll be simulcasting with the boys' game on KNZA as well, as we're a little bit ahead of them at the moment. All right, we'll take it to one more break for 60 seconds, and we'll come back with second half action. 25-all, Hiawatha Centralia up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaha County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaha County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back underway, third quarter action, Hiawatha. Ethan Morton pulling up, that's no good. And it was a little foul on the rebound by Cooper Jacobson. And a foul right off the bat, Jacobson with his second personal foul. Those just joining us, 13 points for Paxton Bowers of Centralia. 10 of those coming in the first quarter on 5 field goal makes. And 9 points for Cooper Jacobson, who just picked up his second personal. Aldefer with a nice pass fake. Give it up to Becker, far side wing. Panthers looking for the first points of this quarter. At fake, Bowers tries baseline. Nice poke from behind by Boswell. And Centralia gets the ball underneath. Tanking will inbound. He calls out the play here. Box formation. With the guys down low, split out wide. Inbound goes to Bowers. Give it to Tanking. Set the screen for him. Whistle on a three, or a foul on the three, but it was actually on the screen set by Paxton Bowers. And Boswell picks up his third personal foul, second team foul. If that was made, that would have counted. Inbound underneath to Heidemann, and he's fouled going up. Another foul by the Redhawks. That's three in a span of 49 seconds. And that one goes against Caden Morton. That's going to be his second. Heidemann is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. First one on the way is no good off the left side. Boswell, the only Redhawk with more than 2 personal fouls. That one is good. Heidemann 2-for-4 from the free throw line tonight, and he has the first point of this third quarter. It's now 26-25. He breaks our tie. Near side corner catch by Jacobson. Gives it to Ethan Morton from the wing. Cross-quarter pass to Connor Kettler. Far side. Cross-quarter pass near side Jacobson. Left-handed three-pointer is good. Beautiful short, sweet stroke. And Jacobson now has 12. He is the first Hiawatha Redhawk with double-digit scoring. Redhawks with the lead. Tanking trying to respond with a straightaway three. That one's no good. Long rebound by Boswell. Out of that pass. Goes to Jacobson. Now give it up to the far side wing to Ethan Morton. Curls off a screen. The near side wing. Right back to him. Right back to Keller. Caden Morton working the post. Three ball straight away for Ethan Morton. That one's up the left side. No good. Reese Tanking with the defensive rebound. They got numbers. 4-on-3 going the other way. Three ball for Quentin Aldefer. That's off the top of the backboard. Loose on the rebound. And that's going to be last touch by Heidemann. Good hustle by Connor Kettler to pin that up against Heidemann as they were both standing out of bounds. 6:12 to go, third quarter, 28-26, Hiawatha. New side wing catch for Keller, jab step to the corner, Jacobson. Keller slashes, goes to the opposite side, Ethan Morton comes to catch it. Do the same thing, lob inside for Caden Morton underneath the basket, that strips, and out of bounds. He got his wrists, shaking his wrist a little bit after that, but looks like he's going to stay in. Kettler the inbounder, box formation on the inbound. Both the low guys split out wide, and lob it up top to Caden Morton, who was standing at the top of the near side from the elbow. Ethan Morton, pass far side, Kettler right back to Morton. Right back to Keller, far side corner for Jacobson. Enter pass deflected into Caden Morton, it's on the ground, loose. Caden Morton scoops it up, Jacobson drives, he kicks, it whistles an offensive foul against Jacobson on the pass, set by Paxton Bowers. Good job by Bowers setting that charge. He gets the call. There is no half circle underneath the basket in Kansas high school basketball. If there was, he would be inside of it and it would have been a block, but no such thing here. And with 5:41 left to go, a chance for the Panthers to tie or take the lead. Bowers to bring it up. 13 points. Leads all scores here. Goes to Becker as Hiawatha extends that 2-3 zone. Tanking goes far side corner to Becker. Drives, dump off pass to Henry Heidemann, who just checked his ball game. Pass fake, Aldefer. Little floater, high off the glass and in. Nice timely basket for Quentin Aldefer. Good time to have his first basket of the game. And Nick Evans is going to call a timeout after the make. And that ties things up at 28. 5:17 left to go in the third. We step aside for 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There are a lot of jobs out there. come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
We are still tied. It's 28-28 with 5:17 left to go here in the third quarter. Our only scores here have been a three-pointer from Cooper Jacobson, a two-point field goal from Quentin Altifer, which just occurred, and then a free throw from Brett Heideman. And so Coach Nick Evans wanted to talk over this upcoming defensive possession. Kettler will be the inbounder. Ethan Morton also in. So is Cameron Boswell, Kate Morton, and Lane Kessler in the ballgame. In the first half, he came in for one possession, picked up two fouls, and immediately exited. Kettler from the near side wing to the top of the key for Boswell. Defended heavily by Matt Becker. Caden Morton to the far side for Ethan Morton. Top of the key catch for Lane Kessler. And now Ethan Morton gets it back off the play from the Hiawatha Redhawk logo at midcourt. Caden Morton from the wing. Landed off. Boswell's going to try a long three. That one is good! Matt Becker couldn't get around the screen. Boswell with a three-pointer off the dribble. Makes it 31-28, Red Hawks. In the corner near side, Bowers spins to the baseline. Layup, good. Nice response. He runs into Becker afterward. And Bowers with his first field goal since the end of the first quarter. He has 15. Hiawatha trying to grow their one-point lead. Boswell pick and roll with Caden Warren. Gets the catch. He loses it, though. And Bowers with the steal, going the other way. Chance for the Panthers to take the lead. Far side corner, Altifer wanting to drive. He stopped. Reverses course. Entry pass for Heideman, spins to the outside. Kick it, three ball. Altifer, a little bit too strong. Tipped out of bounds by Reese Tanking. Good look by the freshman from the far side corner on nice ball movement. Australia, in the middle, later portion of this of the second quarter, failed to really have good ball movement. They kind of were static, and as a result, Hiawatha's 2-3 zone was able to thrive off of that. Three ball off the catch for Boswell. That one too strong from straight away. Rebound by Tanking. Bowers trying to push for Centralia. Up the near side, into the corner for Tanking. He's going to try a long three. Got it! To the left, to the top of the key. Race Tanking makes his first three since the first or second possession of the ball game. He has 12. It's 33-31 Centralia. Back and forth we go here in Hiawatha. 3:20 to go, third quarter. Kessler, top of the lane catch, near side. For Ethan Morton, gives it to his brother. Nice feed to Caden. Shot no good, too strong. And a jump ball between Lane Kessler and Reese Tanking. Possession arrow favors Centralia. Score then a stop for the Panthers. Bowers will bring it up. Tanking, far side wing, now back to Bowers, down to your side, Becker, high buff catch, Heideman, drive, bump by Kessler, whistle and a foul on the floor. Didn't move his feet, stayed upright, kind of pushed him a little bit, kind of leaned into him. He picks up his third personal with 2:59 left to go, and that is the 15th foul, so send Heideman to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw attempts of the ball game for Henry Heideman, his brother Brett. It's 2-for-4 from the free throw line, as that one is no good. One more try here. That one's on the way. That one is good. So he goes 1-for-2, his first point of the ball game. 34-31 Panthers. Ethan Morton brings it up. Goes to the far side to Kettler. Nice lob down low to Caden Morton. Goes to work. Gets hit from behind, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Not a bad foul there. First of the quarter for the Panthers, and it goes to Henry Heideman, his first personal. I'd rather put him at the free throw line than risk the easy two-point basket or even a dunk. Is that one off the right side and no good? Orton is now 0 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. Ben Haberkamp checking back in the game for Centralia. First time he comes in tonight, and Morton makes the second one. He now has 5 points, his first point of this quarter. It's 34-32, Centralia. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Haberkamp with it to the far side for Bowers. Sailing for a screen by Timmel, comes up to do it. Rohop kicks it out, three ball in the way by Tanking once again. That one's off the right side, rebound held in by Lane Kessler. Boswell looking to push. Gives it up near side, Ethan Morton, trying to give it to his brother down low. Tipped, a Timmel intercepted by Haberkamp. Haberkamp moves up the far side, Kate Morton reaching, nothing called though. And century pass, Timmel spins, and he didn't dribble, but he made 3 steps up to travel. Just forgot to dribble there. Iwatha, another opportunity to tie or take the lead, with Cooper Jacobson checking in for Lane Kessler for the Redhawks. Boswell to bring it up. Immediately met at half court by Maverick Becker. Forced to go to his right. Boswell being left-handed. Ethan Morton to Caden Morton, top of the key. Big fast, they will, through the hands of Boswell, thrown away by Becker. Outlet to Timmel, one-on-one fast break. Whistle and a push and a foul on the floor. That is a smart foul by Ethan Morton. Very smart foul, and they'll get some free throws out of this once again. Being in the double bonus, Ethan Morton picking up his second personal foul. First one on the way. That one's short. Didn't look great. Didn't shoot that very confidently off his hands. Timmel, 12 points on his game. Made a three-pointer earlier in the third quarter. Oh, no. Freshman, I was looking at Tanking. Timmel scoreless for this ball game. Looking for his first point right here. And can't get it. Rebound Caden Morton off the miss. He's 0 for 2. Another chance for Iwatha. Ethan Morton goes coast to coast. It's stripped. Reached in. It's Becker. It's now it's loose. Still loose. Picked up by Bowers. Charlie trying to push. And a push from behind by Cooper Jacobson, who's trying to reach around. And that is Cooper Jacobson's fourth personal foul. So he certainly will not come in for the rest of this quarter. I mean, we'll see what the approach is for head coach Gary Smith and trying to give him minutes in the fourth quarter. First free throw for Paxton Bowers is good. And that is crucial because Jacobson leads the team in scoring with 12 points. Bowers at the free throw line leads to Trillium points with 16. Now he's got 17. He goes 2 for 2 for the second consecutive trip. He is 5% from the charity strike. 36-32 Centralia with 1:33 to go. Ethan Morton bringing it up for Hiawatha. Gives it up to Kessler. Hands it off to Boswell. Now to Caden Morton, just to the right of the top of the key. It's on the floor, defended by Duke Timmel. Gives up his dribble, now in trouble. Now give it up to Ethan Morton just before it gets across that court. 1:15 to go. First thing we can catch, Connor Keller. Nice pass down low to Kessler. He lays it up and in. Made a nice spin move to get open. He lays it up and in for his first points of the game. And it's 36-34. Only 9 points in the corner for Hiawatha. Driving kick into the corner. Head fake by Bowers. And a good closeout by Boswell. Inside, Timmel hands off to Tanking. Land it off to Boswell. Or beg your pardon, for Bowers. We'll get it right back. Bowers, drive, stop, kick, corner, Haberkamp for three. That one rattles out of there, rebound Kessler. 35 seconds for Hiawatha, trying to go quickly. Kessler, thought about the three, is Ethan Morton, gives up to Boswell. He's bumped his foul on the floor with 28.1 seconds left. And Matt Becker picks up his second personal foul. Don't mind that if you're Centralia. As long as he doesn't get into foul trouble. If he gets in foul trouble, that's going to be some issues. They've been able to shut him down all night with him face guarding. Inbounded to him though, far side corner. Drive, stops, far side elbow, kicks. Ethan Morton back to Boswell with the pass is wide of him, and it goes in the backcourt and out of bounds. And a turnover with 20.5 seconds left. Dylan Cheek in the game for Ethan Morton, who just committed that turnover. Now Nick Evans can't get a substitution in time. Trying to get Altifer in the game. 15 seconds left for Bowers and counting. Gives up tanking. Now 10 seconds for Matt Becker. Bowers gets it back. Now with 5 seconds. 3 seconds. Dribbles to his left. 2 seconds. 1 underneath the basket. Nice dish at the buzzer. No good on the finish for Matt Becker. And that is how the third quarter comes to a close. 36-34. A tight one here in Hiawatha. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
KMZA.
Here we go with the final quarter, 36-34. Centralia with a slim lead. Red Hawks with the ball out of the break. Ethan Morton from the near side wing goes to work. And he will reverse course, give it up. Near side of wing, Dylan Cheek. Kessler posting up down low. Far side of wing, Ethan Morton gives up to Boswell. Working hard on Matt Becker all night long. Cheek, top of the key, Kessler once again with another catch. Drive baseline, pull the jumper off the dribble. No good by Boswell. Rebound, Keith Morton, and he's fouled. And it might be on the floor. And that one will go against Paxton Bowers. That is his second. Paxton Bowers leading all scorers with 17 points in the ballgame. 12 points for Reese Tanking, also 12 for Cooper Jacobson of Hiawatha. And 8 for Ethan Morton, 7 for Cameron Boswell. Pass to him is hit by Becker, but into the hands of Ethan Morton. They got away with one there. Hiawatha maintains possession. Cheek with it now just to the right of the top of the key. Kessler, far side wing, head fake, drive, Ethan Morton, lay it up. And misses it. Tip is no good from Kane Morton. Rebound Kessler. That third try. That misses everything from 2 feet out. Rebound Kane Morton. That one is no good. And a rebound by Duke Kimmel. They had 4 opportunities right around the bucket. They missed all of them. Going the other way. 3 ball. Matt Becker. No good. Kane Morton's looking to push. He has it stripped. Trying to hit it off to Kessler. And he bobbles it. Now hands it back to Cameron Boswell. And he'll slow it down. He's a Morton ball above his head. Gives up to Kessler. Near side wing Boswell. Drives baseline side, stopped by a double team. Bounce pass, Kessler, near side elbow. He'll get out to Boswell, head fake. He loses it, and trying to save it. We're going out of bounds with Kessler, and he didn't need to do that. That would have been Hiawatha basketball, and Cameron Boswell visibly upset with his teammate. And Trillia gets the ball going the other way. He just kind of had that frustrated look all night long. He hasn't been getting any open looks here this evening, thanks to great defense by Maverick Becker all night long. Pass fake into the corner. Becker is up to tanking. Back to Becker, far side corner. High post catch for Timmel. Was deflected, but he gets it. Nice flash in the paint by tanking. Off the glass, no good. Gets his own miss. Second try, put back. That one's no good. And he'll get a third try, and that one is no good. There is a lid on both rims. Outlet going the other way. Hiawatha. Hand it off. Back to Ethan Morton for 3. That scores from the far side corner. And Ethan Morton breaks the scoreless fourth, and it is 37-36. Hiawatha, now we have a steal going the other way. Ethan Morton. This will pass up ahead to Cheek and reach in. Nothing is called. And a rebound by Duke Timmel. Looks like a foul to me. Nothing is called, though. And Centralia gets it back with 5.5 to go. Euro step shot. Good for Paxton Bowers. He has 19. Timeout called by Nick Evans as the Panthers retake the lead with 5:23 to go. A wild start to this fourth quarter and a fun one. And we'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
38-37 our score here in Hiawatha. Centralia with a narrow one-point lead as we have a scoring update for you. Brought to you by Hull House Auto House in Fairview. How about Washington County? They're leading Wakefield at half, 41-2. That's your halftime score. Washington County leading Wakefield. How about that? When time to update your vehicle, how many Hull House vehicles have you seen today? HullHouseAutoHouse.com. Back in this one, again, 38-37, 5:23 remaining in the ballgame. Hiawatha gets the ball out of the break, trying to retake the lead. Back and forth we go here in this final frame. High post catch, Cade Morton gets it out to his brother, Ethan. Top of the key, bounce past Boswell. Top of the key, now near side for Ethan Morton. He'll bring it back to the middle. He's defended by Bowers, near side wing catch. Kettler down low, Kessler working on tinking and gets the shot to go off the glass. How about Lane Kessler? 4 points here in this fourth quarter. Actually, in the second half, and one late in the third quarter. And it's 39-38 Hiawatha. Pass deflected by Ethan Morton, and he gets the steal. 2-0, and the layup is no good because he traveled. Connor Kettler took an extra step. It was a wide open lane to finish, and he traveled. Fans not happy, but this is not the NBA. That was a travel. And Centralia gets the ball out of the break after that play with 4:40 to go. In the NBA, that's a clean layup. In college, even in college, that's a travel. You don't get that gather step in high school. High post catch, Timmel. Kick out, near side corner. Three ball on the way. Heavily defended. No good by tanking. And Duke Timmel up there to get the offensive rebound, and he's fouled by Caden Morton. And that's going to be his third. And two free throws are coming up for Duke Timmel. He was 0-for-2 in his last trip. Trying to tie it up with a free throw right here. On the way and no good. Bounced out of there. And now taking the lead is off the table. Just trying to tie it with 4:21 to go. On its way, no good. 0-for-4, rebound goes to Hiawatha. Jacobson, to be specific, he has 4 personal fouls. And Ethan Morton wants to slow this up. In fact, Gary Smith is going to call a timeout here. 39-38 Hiawatha, 4:12 to play. 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
39-38, our score, Hiawatha leading at home against Centralia by a free throw. 4:12 remaining. Been a very exciting second half. Been back and forth all game long. We were tied at the half. It was a 2-point lead for Centralia after three, and now you're in the fourth. Still close. Hiawatha chance to extend their lead. They get the ball out of the timeout. Far side wing catch for Kettler. Pass fake for Morton. Gives it to Jacobson instead. Near side catch for Ethan Morton. Now to Cameron Boswell. Looks to drive after Becker. Tried to close out on the pass, and he is fouled after he drove And he'll get two free throws here. That is the third personal against Matt Becker. He's the first Panther with three personal fouls. And that's team foul number two. Hiawatha has committed just one team foul. Tough day offensively for Cameron Boswell. Just 7 points for him. Personal on the way is good. He was 0 for 2 his last time at the free throw line. And he goes 2 for 2 this time. 41-38. Coach Evans calls out the play. Far side wing catch for Aldifer. High post catch, Timmel. Doesn't dribble. He goes up and scores and one on the reach in. Again, Timmel, no dribbles. Takes two steps, goes up strong through the contact created by Caden Morton, picking up his fourth foul and gets the and one. Timmel with his first point of the game. He's 0 for 4 from the free throw line, trying to change that right here. He does. Finishes the and one. And we are tied 41-41. 3:40 to play. Keller, catch near side wing. Caden Morton, top of the key. Far side, Ethan Morton with it. Defended by Bowers. Dribbles to his right, to the middle. Pushing off against Bowers. Gives it to Boswell. Near side, Keller. Pass fake, I'll give it inside. Caden Morton spins the inside. Shot up, through contact, no good. Rebound to Kendall. Snags that one down. Going it away is Bowers. Chance for the Panthers to take a lead. Get a run going. Against the 2-3 zone of Hiawatha. Pass fake, Aldifer. Gets it right back. Into the corner, Timmel. Top of the key catch for Bowers. Aldifer drives middle, stops, gives it up. Timmel. Pass deflected, and Aldifer wasn't looking for it. It's stolen away. Kettler. Looking inside, can't find it, so gives it up to Jacobson. Top of the key on your side. Ethan Morton. Nice screen to get Caden Morton open down low, and he scores! Beautiful screen, and Caden Morton took advantage. He lays it up and in. He has 5 points in the quarter, 13 on the game. Hiawatha up by two. 2.5 to play. Pass fake. Aldifer into the corner for Timmel. Becker. Pass fake middle. Goes near side Bowers. Corner. Aldifer. Three. Off the right side. No good. Rebound Timmel. Putback try. Fading away. No good. Rebound again by Timmel. He puts it back up and in. He has 5 fourth-quarter points after not scoring all game long. Timeout, Australia, and we are tied 43-all with 2:09 to go. Don't go anywhere. Got a good one here in Hiawatha. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
2:09 remaining in the fourth quarter, 43-43. Duke Timmel keeping the Centralia offense going. 5 fourth-quarter points, getting an and one, and then getting the most recent basket. Hiawatha with the ball out of the break. What a fun one this one has been. Ethan Morton will bring it up for the Red Hawks. All five of their starters in the ball game. Kettler with a catch near side wing to Caden Morton, top of the key. Far side, Ethan Morton. Defended by Bowers, sending off the screen is Caden Morton once again. Actually, it was Jacobson. Same play, and Jacobson scores. He has 14, and Hiawatha back up by two. Bowers, Rohawk, drive, kick, jab step, drive. Aldifer, wraparound, pass to Timmel, loses it, loose on the floor, picked up by Cooper Jacobson. 2-on-2, Caden Morton, kicking to the corner for Kettler. Coach Smith telling things to slow it down, and they do just that with 1:30 to go. Far side wing catch for Kettler, and a timeout called by Coach Smith. There'll be a 60-second break. We'll take all 60 with them. here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
45-43, our score. Iowa's holding on to a two-point lead. They have the ball on the inbound, and we're back underway. Ethan Morton comes in the backcourt to receive the pass. Defended by Bauer, pass far side for Kettler. Looking inside to Morton, gives up Jacobson instead. Ethan Morton near side, his brother coming around the screen to come get it. Can't get it to him. Boswell, just to the left of the top of the key. Gives up his dribble, bounce pass to Ethan Morton with 106 left to play. Near side wing catch, Keller, pass fake, far side. Kate Morton with it, pass far side to his brother Ethan. Defended by Bauer. And runs into Bowers, and they collide, and it's a foul called against Paxton Bowers. That is his third, and team foul number three. 58.8 seconds left. It'll be stack formation near half court on the inbound for the Redhawks. Trying to get somebody open. They'll get Caden Morton, far side baseline. Pass deflected by Ticking, and he steals it away. Reese Ticking with the steal. Bowers from the near side wing, drives baseline. Underneath the basket, bumped by Morton, and they call the foul. And he is done. That is his fifth personal foul, and Caden Morton's day is done. That is huge. Well, he finishes his day with 5 points. He was just starting to get his rhythm going down low. No free throws, though. That was the third team foul against Hiawatha. 46.9 seconds left. Inbound for Tanking to Altifer. Dribbles to the middle to Bowers. Far side, pass fake. Drive, stop, kick. Kimmel, top of the key, Becker. Back to Bowers. Crossroad pass near side, Altifer, thought about the three. Holds onto it though. Crossroad pass back to Bauer. He thought about the three. Drives middle, in the lane. Hoop shot left hand, no good. Rebound, no Kessler. And Lane Kessler is fouled on the arm, going the other way, with 22.9 seconds left. What a big time rebound by the man off the bench, Lane Kessler. That foul goes against Rethinking. That's his third. Team's fourth. And Hiawatha will be shooting free throws the rest of the way, but it will be inbounding on this next timeout, which is called by Hiawatha. We will go ahead and keep it here. Just to remind you that after this one's over, we'll be sending it over to JCN at Horton. And we have a scoring update for you. 17-15, Valley Heights leading Republic County on the boys' side. See what else we have here. And that might be all I have for you for now. Yep, that's all I have for you for now, but that's your Whole House Auto House scoring updates. What time to update your vehicle? How many Whole House vehicles have you seen today? WholeHouseAutoHouse.com. Well, actually, I haven't checked the old group chat yet, so I might have an update in that for you. Yep, here we go. Donovan West leading ACCHS 27-13. Mustangs looking for their first regular season win. Back in this one, though, 45-43. Hiawatha leading Centralia at home, 22.9 seconds left. Centralia in the full court press defensively. Jacobson will be inbounding it. Kimmel defending the inbound. Lob caught by Ethan Morton. Give it back to Jacobson. He'll dribble it up. Jump stop. That's an extra step. That's a travel. He took a big jump step, and his momentum carried him forward and made him take another step. So with 17.2 seconds left, Centralia has a chance to tie or win it. Altifer, the inbounder. Give it to Bowers from the far side wing. He's going to drive. Loses it, but it's picked up by Pinkney. 10 seconds. Drive. He's foul going up. And he'll get two free throws. A chance to tie it for Reese Tanking. Tanking with 12 points. He has not attempted a free throw yet today. As that foul is called against Ethan Morton. First one on the way is good. Second one, the tie on its way. Good! 45-45, rethinking clutch for the Panthers. 9.3 seconds left, timeout called. We'll take it as well. It's set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
FM, KMZA.
9.3 seconds left. Two free throws clutch by Reese Tanking. Hiawatha will have a chance to win it out of the timeout called by Gary Smith. Centralia is going to bring on the press. Jacobson to inbound it. Boswell is up to receive the inbound. Timmel is defending the inbound. Becker is defending Boswell. Goes to Kettler. Up ahead. It's thrown away by Becker. 5 seconds left, and it's picked up by Boswell. Boswell's a three for the win. No good. It's loose. Kettler, one more opportunity. And it's good. That's the buzzer. Lee Kessler makes it at the buzzer after the Boswell miss. And Iowa wins it 47-45. Oh, my goodness. Boswell shot it with 5 seconds left. It was too strong. The big fella caught it on the opposite side. He puts it back and in at the buzzer, fading away. And Hiawatha gets the win. It improves to 2-1 on the young season. Unbelievable. And as for Centralia, you're heartbroken because you called 3 on the season. What a way for this ball game to end. Once again, your final score 47-45. Coming up next is our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Once again, a game-winning buzzer beater for Lane Kessler, 47-45 Hiawatha, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over. Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
What a fun finish here in Hiawatha as the Red Hawks win it on a game-winning buzzer beater by Lane Kessler. Fadeaway putback mid-range jumper after the miss by Cameron Boswell. They had 9.3 seconds left, and just an incredible finish to this ball game. All right, let's take a look at your final totals from this one, starting off with a team that came up just short today, that being the Centralia Panthers. Paxton Bowers had 19 points. He led all scorers today. He was also 5-for-7 from the free throw line. 10 of his points came in the first quarter. 14 points from Reese Tanking, 5 from Duke Timmel. All those came in the fourth quarter, and 2 points apiece for Quentin Aldifer, Mav Becker, and Brett Heideman, and a free throw from Henry Heideman. And for Hiawatha, leading the way in scoring was Cooper Jacobson with 14 points. Ethan Morton had 13 points. 9 points for Cameron Boswell, 6 for Lane Kessler, the hero of the day, and 5 for Caden Morton, who fouled out with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Here on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So now it's time to crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. And I tell you what, you could obviously give it to the person who scored the most, or you could just give it to the hero. I'm going to go and give it to the hero of the ball game. That's Lane Kessler. Unbelievable stuff tonight from him, getting 4 of his 6 points in the fourth quarter, and of course, knocking down the game winner to seal the Hiawatha victory. 2-1 is Kessler and the Hiawatha Redhawks. As for Centralia, they fall to 0-3, hoping to get back right, coming up against Onega on Tuesday. In Hiawatha, they got a tough test coming up against Nemaha Central on Tuesday. That's going to be it here from Jared Slubby, Paige Mueller, and Kurt Kilman back in the booth. We're going to switch it over to Jefferson County North in Horton. We're going to simulcast that one, and then we'll have our post-game show coming up as well, or the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, I should say, with Jake and Bob. Thanks for tuning in. A fun one. Once again, your final score, Hiawatha 47, Centralia 45, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.